Entertainment radio on the go. This is E-Radio.
You'll know her as Gloria from Panic Mechanic, the iconic 90s movie by Leon Schuster, of course. And she's on the line and ready to talk to us. Nana, what's the weather like there in good old Joburg today?
It is hot as hot can be. It's like a frying pan and there's a wind. So it's a delicious, hot, windy day.
Oh, well, wonderful. Listen, it is so good. And thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show this afternoon. Gosh, I mean, it is incredible. It's actually quite a big moment for me. It kept me awake last night because I grew up with you on TV. So it is pretty much a big deal for me. You know, in the
90s. You're making me feel so special.
You
call
are
me iconic. Oh, I am feeling so deliciously special right now.
I am so glad. Listen, you are so different compared to Gloria. I mean, you're the complete opposite, aren't you?
In many ways, I suppose I am. But there is also my inner Gloria. I think so many of us have that little, that inner Gloria or that inner Paraki or that inner whoever that sometimes you get to let out and unleash upon the world. And I think my inner Gloria enjoyed very much to be on the outside for a bit.
Sure. Now let's go back to the early 90s. How did the role of Gloria come on your path?
Well, strangely enough, I auditioned, and I'm actually an appalling auditioner. I am really bad at auditioning. And this was one of the few things that I auditioned for, and I got the part purely on my audition performance. So, hey, I think it was probably meant to be. I think she was meant to be for me.
Yeah, and then would you say that you developed a lot of the character, or did they tell you from the beginning, look, Gloria is going to be a dumb blonde using Tippex on the screen, or did you kind of, you know, add to it?
I think one always does add to it to an extent, you know. The basics were there. They were very, she was a very well-written character.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was already there. But then you bring your own little bit of spice and extra herbs and, you know, special bits and bobs that are you. And so, like I say, I think I tapped into my inner dumb blonde and I found her there. And you know, that was so much fun.
And wasn't she funny?
She was so much fun.
Listen,
she was delicious.
She was. She really was.
Her. I loved playing her.
Now, the big question I want to ask you, do you still, up to this day, now in 2020, do you still get recognized as Gloria or not really? I mean, you were wearing a wig in the show or in the movie. You were wearing a blonde wig, and now you look very different, but I would still recognize you.
I find it absolutely amazing and mind-blowing that people still recognize me. And they do. And I always go, my goodness, how on earth did you just manage that?
Yeah.
Because like you say, I don't look like Gloria in general, because with the blonde hair, we also changed my skin tone, because my skin tone is for a dark-haired woman, so obviously it looked a bit odd with the blonde hair. So we changed my skin tone. And I mean, yeah, I don't dress like that, thank goodness. Then I'm always utterly amazed. I just think people need to get prizes or something for still being able to put the Nana and the Gloria together. And there was a guy once who recognized my knee.
What?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe I have iconic knees or they're just very odd. But this man looked me up and down, up and down. And then eventually he pointed to my knees and he went, Gloria.
And then, listen, Nana, do they actually also ask you for that very well-known catchphrase or not really?
Oh, yes, they do. That is what they normally like.
And then do you do it?
I do it with pleasure.
Oh, you're so
fun. What I don't
so
do is flick-flack. Yeah. I don't flick-flack.
Oh, no, that's dangerous.
I do the catchphrase.
Were you doing those cartwheels, by the way, where you almost went out the window, or was that a stunt, or you're not going to tell us?
I wish I could lie, but I'm like one of the world's most honest human beings. I always wished that I could lie and say, yes, of course that's me.
Nah.
But no, I had a stunt double.
Oh, okay.
I cannot do flick flack.
Yeah, that was quite something. But listen, how was it to work with Leon Schuster back in the 90s? Are you guys still in touch today?
We are not. He's an exceptionally, what is the word I'm looking for? A very, very professional, very focused when he works.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing. You want that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to work with someone who's a bit of a loose cannon. It makes it very difficult as an artist to work with someone who's all over the place.
Mm.
He is not all over the place at all. He's exceptionally focused and very, very professional on set. And that creates an immense safety net for a performer. You know you're being held. So yeah, he was very focused and it was a great experience to work with him, very, very much so.
There's also a very tragic element to all this today.
Yes.
I mean, look at some of your co-stars no longer with us. One is actually Padaman himself. The actor sadly took his own life a couple of years ago. I mean, that's just tragic. And then Tola van der Merwe, you know, that's very, very sad.
Yeah. Yeah, but Tola passed away very shortly after the release of the film. I think it was a car accident. So it was very, very soon after the movie was released. So, yeah, he never got to be part of the story after that. You know, just very, very sad.
Very, very tragic. But I'm sure you've got fond memories. Well, let's talk about Nana now. What are you doing nowadays?
Well, as all of us in the entertainment business, COVID was a big slap around the head and face for all of us. The industry that I work in, I work as a creative director a lot and a live action director. So I rely on large crowds of human beings that I then put, or I work with a huge team, of course, it's not me, but that we put shows on for, whether for the corporate market or the festival market. So that's what I've been doing for a while. And so yes, that was a bit of a thing. But I'm a bit of a hustler in the nicest possible way, not like a scammy hustler, just a person who looks for an opportunity. And so I make things out of clay that I was doing at markets as well.
Wow.
Of course, there were no markets either. So I've now got more stock than you can shake a stick at. So the next market I do, I am going to have stuff from here to next week, Thursday. And I've just started a very, very exciting new career path. I am tutoring. And I think I've always wanted to teach. Teaching is a passion for me. And I suppose as a director, you are essentially a teacher.
Yeah.
And so I get to really, really teach now. I'm tutoring Afrikaans and some English. And I'm absolutely loving it. It's like I found a brand new happy place.
Oh,
so that's
love it.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting.
I love it. And then also somebody's asking, Gloria, do you still remember the pizza incident?
Unfortunately, I do. I have never been able to look at a pizza in the same way.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was quite a thing.
I've never ordered a Four Seasons ever.
Four Seasons, that's it.
That's me and the Four Seasons. We are no longer friends.
No, I can imagine. I can imagine. But were you actually eating that pizza on set?
I was.
Okay. Yes. That makes sense.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I would never eat one again. Yeah.
No, me and Four Seasons aren't friends. So, yes. I must tell you, the funny thing about the shoe kicking is that people might not know, is I have appalling aim. I can't aim. And every time I had to kick off my shoes, the poor crew had to duck and dive and hide because the amount of people I hit with my shoes that were nowhere near in the direction that my shoes had to go. I once hit the guy behind me.
Sure. I was actually going to ask you now for some off-screen secrets, and that probably is it. Yeah, that's brilliant.
And there it is. It popped
that's
out
brilliant.
Already.
Thank you. Thank you. If you could read my mind. Yeah, but definitely, you know, there's always a lot of good stuff happening behind the scenes. Funny stuff. Yeah. Sometimes not so funny, you know, when it comes to working with a lot of creative people, and that certainly is it. The shoe thing. Ah, yeah. Who can forget it, eh? But I was going to, I was actually thinking that you probably did a lot of retakes for that scene, which just makes sense, you know.
Yes.
You stand there all day kicking your shoes. It's all in a day's work. That's what acting is all about, isn't it?
I'm a professional shoe kicker, or rather very unprofessional shoe kicker.
Sure. So Gloria really will always be with you, and would you call it your big break in acting?
In many ways, I think so. Although I was always a stage actress. For me, my first love is the stage. I never thought that, you know, I translated well onto camera. So in many ways, yes, it's the one thing that I think people do remember me for. And very shortly after that, I kind of moved into the writing, directing sphere. And I realized that's my passion, the directing part. But that would, it will always be a highlight for me in my career and in my life, and just the fun that I had doing it and the people I had fun with. And just, yeah, she was just a nice, crazy person to associate myself with.
No, there's also somebody asking, were you really using Tippex on the screen in the office?
Now, that's a secret I'm not telling.
I think you did. Oh, that's awesome.
Very possibly.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I always wonder, how did they do that flower thing where the flower just went pew?
That's also a trick. Yeah. A trick of the trade, and that was our very clever props people. So I'm not even sure that's my secret to share, because it was someone else's clever plan to make the flower go,
Now, okay, I think we almost covered everything. There's just one thing left to do. I don't know how you want to do this, but obviously we need to work in your little catchphrase here without the shoe kicking.
We do.
So how do you want
to
do it?
You're going to have to help me.
Paraman.
You're going to have to be Paraman, and then I will be Gloria.
Okay, so...
I'm going to hold the phone a bit away from my face so that I don't blow it away.
Okay, so are you ready? Shall we do it?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, I have to reach quite deep here. Paraman was kind of singing it, hey?
Your inner Paraman.
Okay, well, let me try. I can try. Gloria! Oh, brilliant. You're such a fun lady. I really, really love this. I think I just blew some speakers here.
I'm sorry.
No, just me.
I'm sorry. Oh, good. You found your inner Paraman.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Nana, thank you so much for your time and for joining us this afternoon. What a pleasure. Really, really, really nice. And we must keep in touch.
Absolutely, and the pleasure was 100% all mine. Thank you so much for asking me.
Thank you, and have a super weekend.
I will. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Nana Stapelbach. What an absolutely awesome actress. What a pleasure to speak to her today here on E-Radio Live.